Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. It's just the two of us again. And I'm continuing to talk about artificial intelligence. Have you been watching, keeping up at all with the Facebook CEO, Zuckerberg, being grilled on Capitol Hill this week? They're really going after him. Republicans and Democrats are going after him. And both of them, it's funny how, you know, Facebook and it's not a mystery anymore that most of the people who work for the big tech companies are Democrats. They're liberals. I mean, there's too much evidence. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. The organizations are not conservative. The Google employees got mad at Google when they considered doing some kind of a military project with the U.S. government. And they rose up and Google stopped. Same thing with Amazon, similar kind of thing. We know about, my point is that the people who create artificial intelligence and these big tech companies who now have so much reach, so much penetration, not just, we used to call it market penetration, now it's penetration into every part of our lives. Social media, right? Amazon, huge component of the retail economy. Google, my gosh, who doesn't use Google in every day, many times a day? They know everything about us. Well, those people who work there, they're creating the handy nature of Facebook, of Amazon, of Google, for example, of Twitter and LinkedIn. I'll just wrap it up. You know all the others. They're creating the artificial intelligence that are driving the handy parts of those platforms that you and I like. But it also in creating those algorithms, in creating that artificial intelligence, they're also doing it with a point of view. And we know that they did that in the last election. So now Republicans and Democrats are grilling Zuckerberg and asking him, you know, are you going to take down lies? Well, the question is, who decides whether it's a lie or not? What if you put everyone's lie up there? I'll put the Republicans' lies up there. I'll put the Democrats' lies up there. That's a hard question for him to answer. But now you're seeing the conundrum that the big tech companies have. Even if it's not as much of a conundrum as you and I would like for it to be, because maybe they have an agenda. Maybe they do like the mugwumps over the whips over the Tories. Maybe they do like one over the other. But who knows? We don't know that. So do they just let everyone's stories up there? And you and I are left to sort it out. Maybe that's the way it should be. But the point I'm making here, folks, is we haven't sorted this out yet. We don't have this sorted out. We're in new territory. All this capability, all this digital leverage is pushing our innate ethical boundaries. That's the reason I wrote the book, The Third Ingredient, because it pushes our innate ethical boundaries. And there are, and so if you're troubled by some of the stuff that's going on because of all this, it's because your innate 10,000 years of analog ethics, of analog trust, is trying to find some resolution, trying to get validated against what's happening right now, and it's not, you're not finding it. You're having a problem finding it. And that's where the challenge is for all of us. And it's happening on Capitol Hill right now. It's happening in the companies. These companies are realizing if they don't want to get broken up, they've got to find a way to make you and I less anxious. And I believe it's what I've talked about in my book. We've got to find a way to identify and to deliver digital trust. And we haven't done that yet. Blockchain is the closest I've found. So we'll keep talking about this. I'm Jim Blessing. You might got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.